This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 488. For Wednesday, July 22nd, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts are slightly weaker on Wednesday. The November canola contract is down $1.10 at $483.60 per ton. The January contract is down 90 cents at $490.80 per ton. One trader said canola prices were holding up relatively well to the considerable jump in the Canadian dollar. The dollar was over 74 U.S. cents for the second consecutive day. Attractive canola prices have encouraged farmer selling, as prices have tested contract highs recently. However, that farmer selling is keeping some pressure on canola prices today. Canola crop conditions indicate good yields, as the crop rating is about 74% good to excellent across the Canadian prairies. The soy complex was slightly stronger on Wednesday. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 715,000 tons of soybeans for delivery to China. The USDA also announced a sale of 211,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Corn futures were stronger on Wednesday. In the most recent crop progress report, 59% of corn is in the silking stage, which is ahead of the five-year average. Ethanol production data from the Energy Information Administration showed a 23,000 barrel per day drop in production last week. That marks the first decline in average daily production since plants started reopening in the spring. Ethanol production averaged 908,000 barrels per day last week, and stocks fell to total 19.8 million barrels. Wheat futures were higher today. Taiwan has purchased 98,000 tons of wheat from the U.S. According to reports, the winter wheat harvest is 74% complete. That's on par with the five-year average. Approximately 91% of new crop spring wheat is headed, which is above the average pace. Spring wheat conditions were rated as 68% good to excellent. Rounding off prices on the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger, with the August contract up 3 cents at $8.99 per bushel. August soy oil is down by about 15/100ths of a cent at 30 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up a dollar at $286 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher, with the September contract up 4.5 cents at $3.27 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the September contract up 1.5 cents at $2.80 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher today. Chicago September is up 6.5 cents at $5.34. Kansas City September is up by 6 cents at $4.48 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 4 cents in the September contract at $5.14 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 22nd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.